Rapid growth and development during early childhood can dramatically affect the pharmacokinetics of different drugs. Understanding the differences in physiology at different stages of development compared to adults can assist with designing appropriate dose regimens. The drug effects seen in children can be toxic, as seen with valproate hepatotoxicity and tetracycline stained tooth enamel, or enhanced, as seen with some treatments for leukemia. Indigenous epistemologies sought to decolonize conventional Western methodological frameworks by employing Indigenous ways of knowing and presenting the results from an Indigenous perspective using Indigenous standpoint theory. Data collection was based on Indigenous holistic and relational perspectives and Ndadiri, an Indigenous way of respectfully listening. Phenomenology, social constructionism, and reflexivity were used to guide the emerging categories. For your ovarian cyst removal, you will be admitted the day before surgery. Plan to arrive at 10 a.m. and a nurse will help you prepare. The anesthesiologist will come to see you and talk with you about anesthetic choices and what to expect during and after surgery. If preoperative testing is required, samples of blood or urine may be taken, and then our staff will help to make sure you get a good night's sleep. In a world full of uncertainty, one framework can tame randomness, reveal variation, incorporate evidence, and illuminate the unknown. Probability 101. You'll learn how to think about uncertainty and randomness, how to make good predictions, the story approach to understanding random variables, how to use conditional probability to approach complicated problems. Please click the green start button. Pathologic concepts regarding squamous cell carcinoma and adenocarcinoma have remained relatively stable during the past 10 years. However, new diagnostic imaging techniques, such as dermoscopy and reflectance confocal microscopy, have increased the diagnostic accuracy in terms of early recognition, better differential diagnosis, more precise selection of areas to biopsy, and non-invasive monitoring of treatments.